The Public School Forum of North Carolina, which is a nonpartisan policy group, builds its database on several factors beyond just the amount spent by local governments on their public schools. The report measures adjusted property values, the ability to pay based on fiscal capacity, and more data points to create rankings of all 100 North Carolina counties. Lauren Fox, who is the Senior Director of Policy and Research for the Public School Forum, recently spoke with 97.9 The Hill about this latest report on the 2021 academic year numbers. She said it reflected trends seen across North Carolina for several years.
There is increasing inequity across the state in terms of counties' capacity to fund education from local sources, as well as increasing inequity in the actual spending per student on education.
While the counties are responsible for spending in North Carolina to address school systems' capital needs, like building new schools, redevelopment, and large-scale projects, it's the state government that allocates money for educational or classroom funding. North Carolina currently ranks 49th out of 50 states in that category. Fox said those numbers are among the reasons why the Leandro lawsuit and spending plan that it birthed after several court rulings is critical to the state's future.
And I think it's really important that our North Carolina residents understand what this case means and that it is the state's responsibility in North Carolina to fund instructional costs for education. That's not the case in all areas of the country, but in North Carolina, the state is responsible for funding expenses related to education. For over 30 years, the courts have found that they're not doing an adequate job of that.
Between low rates of funding and state budget stalemates in the last decade, some county governments spend more attempting to boost teacher salaries and spending in areas that are attractive to staff. But those governments are often ones with more wealth, whether it be from property value or tax bases. Fox said the spending imbalance can put poorer countries at a disadvantage, or can lead to less funding for other aspects of public schools that help create a robust education.
You know, that results in very significant inequities in the actual opportunities that are available for students in different counties, especially because local dollars are the most flexible. So we see major differences in what students are able to access in terms of AP courses, in terms of staff, etc.
As of now, proposed state budgets for the next 2 years include raises for teachers and some increased educational funding. But when North Carolina is facing the same stresses to its public school system as many other states, Fox says prioritizing closing the gap in allocations, both by the state and counties, is even more consequential.
We're seeing the impacts of inadequate and inequitable funding now more than ever, I think, with teacher shortages, with, you know, bus driver shortages, just so much impact that we're seeing of this. And now's the time to really boldly invest in public schools. So we encourage everyone to let their lawmakers know what they want to see.
For the full local school finance study by the Public School Forum of North Carolina, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.